It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Easy Support Videos. Support your WordPress users by placing videos right in the WordPress admin. Get it at easysupportvideos.com. You know the drill. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. Chock full of news. In a surprise tweet overnight, at least here in the US time zone, somewhere in Australia, Elliot Condon announced the acquisition of his iconic WordPress plugin, Advanced Custom Fields, by the Delicious Brains software company. Delicious Brains, of course, famous for WP DB Migrate Pro and DIY WordPress hosting spinupwp.com. I've reached out to both Brad Tudenard, founder of Delicious Brains, and Elliot for comment. I hope to have those replies back to publish a blog post soon. Rob Howard, CEO of Howard Development and Consulting, announced the acquisition of the Understrap theme framework, ironically, in a Medium post, reportedly a $50,000 investment. It's the first time I've heard of Understrap. The Understrap package allows you to quickly and easily build search engine optimized websites with WordPress. In a quote from Rob, I anticipate one of the first steps will be the addition of a Bootstrap 5 version, which has already been started as an offshoot project, since that's been one of the most important roadmap items for a while now. Check out that post to learn more. Not to be outdone on acquisitions, Chris Lemma tweets that Liquid Web has acquired Iconic, makers of a suite of WooCommerce plugins. A quote from Iconic's blog, with Liquid Web backing us up, we'll have more fuel to add to our fire. Our existing team is sticking around, so is our customer-focused ethos. WordPress turned 18 this week, but like any other rebelling teenager coming of age, not without its difficulties. When announced, the illustrated timeline omitted Mike Little from the lineage of events, but it was corrected by Josepha a short time after blowing out those candles. Get to the blocker! Sorry. Gutenberg 10.7 updates are out. This release introduces the first iteration of responsive menus in the navigation block. Anne McCarthy published a call to test full site editing by the way of challenging you to build a portfolio page. I think this is a great opportunity for non-developers to partake in the development of WordPress with a low barrier to entry. I enjoy the work Anne is doing in this space. Speaking of full site editing, WP Marmite produced a report on data found surveying 127 WordPress theme shops in their adoption of Gutenberg plus full site editing. 57% of theme shops feature their Gutenberg compatibility, only 17% of theme shops offer custom Gutenberg blocks, 3% of theme shops provide block patterns, 17% of theme shops write about Gutenberg, posts about WordPress 5.0 release excluded, and 65% of theme shops updated or released the theme in the last 3 months. Check out that report for way more data and details. Automattic launched a block-based parent theme. Could this be an indication of a future base theme for WordPress proper moving forward, or just a developer tool for automaticians? Read Justin Daglock's post on the WordPress Tavern to find out more. Product announcements. Formidable Forms looks to shift focus to WordPress users needing a custom application development experience with their Forms plugin. Former StudioPress founder Brian Gardner has launched Frost WP. Friend of the show Joe Casabona has refreshed Podcast Liftoff website. Food for thought. Jonathan Wald, community lead for WooCommerce at Automattic, expresses a potential need for an independent app store for WordPress. I assume thoughts do not reflect his employer on this one. One of the biggest events in the WordPress space is back, virtually anyway, Claim Your Spot WordCamp Europe, kicking off June 7th through the 9th. Stack Overflow was acquired by Prosus. Prosus, one of Europe's most valuable tech companies, is best known as the largest shareholder in Chinese internet and video game giant Tencent Holdings. I interviewed Brian Jackson, former marketer at Kinsta, now plugin product creator over at Matreport.com. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. And don't forget to share this episode with others and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.